You're on Kiss, all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Monty, Diamond and Beck Judd with you here at the moment. We are joined by Bethany Frankel from the Housewives of New York City. Hello, Bethany. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Very, very good.
Wow, you're in Australia. Is it your first time?
No, this is my second time to Sydney and I adore it so much. I'm literally eating Vegemite on toast right now.
Are you really?
I just love it here. It's a great vibe. The people are so cool yet relaxed and fun, and I'm in love with it here. I'm literally begging for invites to come back for other reasons.
Bethany Frankel, I want to ask you, you are hugely successful outside of Housewives of New York. You have multiple businesses, and if, you know, Forbes is right, you're worth an absolute bucket load. I'm going to hit you up for a loan. But is it true that your first season of Housewives of New York, you made like $8,000?
Well, they don't love when I talk about this, but the contract was for $7,250 for the entire season. And I said, fine, but I did not say fine to the clause saying that they could take some of what I make. So I said, anything that I do, I keep. And so that created what's in the industry known as the Bethany Clause, where anybody who goes on reality TV has to give a portion of what they do.
Wow. And so is it obviously, because I just would look at those shows and go, yeah, of course, everyone is just making an absolute packet off it.
Mm. No, people don't make a lot of money at all. It takes a long time to make a lot of money.
Yeah. Also, how does it work in terms of filming? I often wonder this about the Kardashians too, where I'm like, okay, so is it set times that you go, you come over to our house and you film between here and here?
Well, when I used to do The Apprentice, it was 24 hours a day. So I was shocked when I came on the Housewives that it was sort of more scheduled. It's based on what you're really doing. So it's not manufactured. It just has to start from somewhere.
Yeah.
So it's based on what we're all really doing. I have a denim line that's launching. So we might go to the showroom to see what's going on with my denim line. And then there might be a conversation with somebody else about business and what they're doing.
Sounds busy.
It is. And so if they go, right, we didn't actually get that. Do you ever have to redo things?
Yeah, like that. Wouldn't that be awkward?
No, it's totally real.
Okay.
It's not, you don't have to redo. It's not like that. It's not takes. It's not acting. It's real. So if you go to a cocktail party and you know you're going to run into somebody that you don't want to run into, or you're going into a family dinner and there's some tension with your sister-in-law or your mother-in-law, you might think about what you're going to say in your own mind. You might go there and then afterwards you'll pull to the side and talk to someone and say, oh God, that didn't go well, or what a bitch she is. Or it's just like real life like that.
Okay. And I guess they just cast it to know they've got ballsy women who are just going to say what they're thinking and just and create a little action.
Well, yes, definitely. People have a point of view and are willing to share it and not going to live in fear all the time, and who are interesting and have something going on. But truthfully, if you took any five women from any neighborhood, from any mall, from anywhere, there's going to be drama because women are just dramatic.
Very true. Unfortunately, it's very true. Bethany Frankel, thank you so much. The Real Housewives of New York Season 10 on Foxtel and Hey You, same day as the US. I love Hey You, seriously.
Thank you.
How good.
Nice to meet you.
You too,
nice to
Bethany.
You too.
Have a cracker time in Australia and we'll see you on our TV screens.
Bye.
Perfect. Thank you. Mm-hmm.